I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'm well aware.
What did you say it was outside? Because it's 26 degrees in this studio.
They're hanging, 83 degrees.
They're hanging meat in here.
It's freezing in this studio.
Jeez Louise.
You guys are never satisfied.
No, that's why I keep sweatshirts in here.
I'm about ready to put that one on.
Do it. I'm telling you. That's why they're in here.
When you make a statue of somebody.
Oh, we're getting to it.
It helps if it actually looks like the person.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, they did a statue for Cristiano Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody remembers the unveiling of that statue.
Oh, yeah, it was something.
Maybe grab a picture of the guy that you're trying to commemorate.
I'd like to see you sculpt something better, Sam.
I wouldn't charge hundreds of thousands of dollars to do that because I know that I couldn't.
Exactly.
Amen.
Story here from CNN. Dwayne Wade's status as a Miami Heat legend was further cemented on Sunday as the franchise unveiled an 8-foot statue of the 3-time NBA champion. Wade is the first player in Heat history to be immortalized with a statue outside of the team's Casilla Center? I don't know what they call it. With the bronze sculpture honoring his iconic This Is My House celebration from the double overtime win against the Bulls in 2009. Great. The only problem is it doesn't look like him. As it was unveiled, Wade himself said, "That's crazy. I can't believe that. Who is that guy?"
I think he meant, like, "That's crazy. I can't believe that's me."
No, that is totally not what he meant.
All right. Do you guys remember the scene in Goonies where the bald, nice man with missing teeth is trying to lift up something to save the children, and he goes, "Wah!" When I first saw this statue, I go, "That looks like the guy in Goonies when he's lifting that stuff up to save the kids." And Scott and Sam go, "Right?"
It's not even close. No,
it's not even remotely close. And they say in the story, it bared resemblance to and drew comparisons to the infamous bust of Cristiano Ronaldo in 2017.
Okay. I'm trying to find the audio of him saying it so you can hear his tone.
I'm going to need you to explain the tone.
That's crazy. I can't believe that. Who is that guy?
You could also be like, "That's crazy. I can't believe that. Who is that guy?" Like, that's me.
Like, "That's crazy. I can't believe that. Who is that guy?"
I don't know. It sounds like he was playing along, but it doesn't look anything like him.
They've come up with the list of the best Halloween cities. And here's how they did it.
Okay.
Trick-or-treater friendliness, Halloween fun, and Halloween weather.
Mm-hmm.
They also use 20 other relevant metrics.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into the long list.
Please don't.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Deep into this one.
Best Halloween cities in America, you came in 95th.
Oh, really? I thought we would have gotten higher than that.
St. Louis, Missouri, 83rd. I don't know that I agree with this list.
By the way, 95th out of 100.
Go ahead. Okay.
Huh. I'll just do the top five. Chicago, Illinois is number 5. Las Vegas is 4th. Miami is 3rd. Jersey City, New Jersey is 2nd. And New York City is number 1. Trick-or-treater friendliness and Halloween. I'm not saying people in New York are not friendly. They are. It's a very friendly city despite their reputation. But there are cars everywhere. There's people everywhere. How can that be friendly?
Yeah, I'm not really sure where they got their metrics from.
You could look at 20,000 different studies that would have 20,000 different ideas of who is the better Halloween city. And
if they're talking about the number of kids trick-or-treating, obviously the most populous city is going to have the most trick-or-treaters.
I already have friends who have gone as the police officer arresting Scottie Scheffler, and it's
pretty awesome.
My favorite costume of all time. That is funny.
Well, you know the candy corn has poisonous red dye in it. Right?
I heard, Sam.
Yeah. How can that be when it's
too
when they're
careful.
White, yellow, and orange?
I don't know.
Too careful with that candy corn.
I don't know.
Please tell me your dad was listening that day.
Do you know what I had the other day that I have not eaten in a long time, and it was in a little candy bowl sitting out in the little foyer?
Masterful deflection.
Yep. I had not had the 100 $100,000 grand bar.
100,000 grand.
Whatever.
100 grand.
Whatever it's called. But why?
Yeah, 100 grand. You're right, Sam.
First of all, where did that bar go? Because I have not seen that in years. And then all of a sudden, gift on Christmas, there's just a mini sitting there staring right at me. And I go, oh my gosh, I haven't had one of these in years. And I still remember the jingle. Do you remember the woman that sang the song? Something about $100,000 bar. What a crunchy, chewy bar you are. Look it up. I swear that's the jingle. It has been in my head all
weekend. If that's what it sounds like, why would I look it up? But
because isn't it weird that I remember that jingle from, 1979 or 80? I don't remember.
So did you eat the 100 grand?
Hell yes, I did. Oh, it was good.
Why did you go all Southern Belle right there?
I have never been that excited to see a piece of candy. I was like, I thought they stopped making these.
Is anybody else besides me handing out candy this year?
No. No donut.
Okay. All right, I have it. I have it. Sorry, I was in here doing research.
Let me see it. If I'm even close, what is with my brain? It files the weirdest stuff away in there.
By the way, 1976.
Oh, my gosh, that's even weirder.
You were too.
I remember that song.
Carmel, $100,000 bar, chewy, chewy Carmel, $100,000 bar, extra rich in Carmel. Nestle's
$100,000
bar.
Chewy, chewy
no,
caramel.
That's not
and
it.
And lots of toasted crunchies. Double dunked in Nestle's rich milk chocolate. If you love chewy caramel.
This is your caramel bar. Nestle's
$100,000
bar.
That's not the one I remember because I would have been 2 years old. It was a woman singing, What a Crunchy Chewy Bar You Are, and I remember it. Why don't we see advertising anymore, for the most part, for candy? Is it because we already know what it is and what we like?
Probably. I mean,
you cannot watch a single program without seeing a Diet Pepsi or a Diet Coke commercial or stuff that we consume all the time.
Budweiser.
But you don't really see, outside of the Super Bowl Betty White Snickers ad that was so funny and that went viral.
Yeah.
They don't regularly advertise the candy bar the way they did when we were kids.
The only candy... Nope.
Yes, yes!
$100,000 bar. What a crunchy, chewy bar you are.
I told you that
you taste so crunchy and so chewy. Yeah, your caramel so chewy.
Nestle $100,000 bar. Crunchy chocolate and chewy caramel.
Okay, this commercial is really, really weird. She is leaning up against her bedroom door that is closed, and she is very sensually looking at this candy bar. She then takes a bite. Her son opens the door. She feeds him a bite, kicks him out of the room, slams the door, and lays in bed while eating the rest of the candy bar.
Yeah.
Yep, that's
that
it.
That is weird.
That's the one.
It's one bar with both.
Oh, get a phone call.
What a crunchy, chewy bar you are. You don't think that's a little weird that I remember that line? And what year did that come out?
I think it's a lot weird.
This one was 1983.
Yeah, that would have been about right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think it's a lot weird.
A, that's weird. And B, I was curious why they don't advertise. You don't see like ads for like.
Well, they do Snickers.
Yeah,
of
but you don't see one for candy corn or
M&M.
When was the last time you saw a Twix ad?
Well, they do advertise candy, but we don't watch regular cable often anymore, so we don't see the regularly cycled commercials. We see algorithm specific commercials.
Oh.
If you bought candy more often, it would show up on your credit card transaction. It would then be funneled into your algorithm.
You
would see more of those commercials.
I told Scott this, but not you, Sam.
Hang on just a second. What do you mean we would see more of those commercials on TV?
On things that you stream.
Oh, on okay. things you stream.
Because all of those streaming commercials are specifically or designed to be specifically catered to your interests.
I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know that. That's creepy. I knew like on Facebook they targeted you, added you, but I didn't know on
everything
on streaming they were.
That. I didn't know that either.
When I walked in today, Sam, you didn't see this, but I showed Scott. I did a legacy recording for a lovely couple in Overland Park today. And when I walked in, they handed me a box of fruit roll-ups.
Aww.
She goes, I heard you telling that story that when you were at lunch, you never had any fruit roll-ups, but all the kids around you had fruit roll-ups and wouldn't share with you.
How many have you eaten?
Just one. But do you know what I forgot how much I love? When you peel the waxy, fruity goodness off of this Well, it's not wax paper. I don't know what
it's
you call
film
it.
Film of
the
some
film
kind.
Of some sort. It actually does take me back to my childhood.
What do you mean?
Oh, it just does. Just, I remember the sound as yeah. other children around me unfurled their fruit roll-ups, and I sat there with a longing that I have not felt since.
I wouldn't eat that. You have a commercial coming up in just a minute.
Oh, come on.
What's better, that or fruit by the foot?
Oh.
Did you just sniff it?
It does. It smells so good.
Yeah, she did, Sam.
It smells so good. She's
like the lady in that 100 grand commercial.
Childhood right
yeah,
here.
You're going to kick your son out and lay in bed.
Sexually leaning up against the door. Yeah.
Get out.
Chewing
leave
on her fruit roll-up.
$100,000 grand bar.
Oh, by the way, real quick, the person who caught Freddie Freeman's walk-off grand slam.
It was a kiddo.
Was a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Whose trip to the ballpark was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
His parents told him that day he was going in for a dental appointment. And he wore his uniform to what he thought was going to be a dentist appointment. They drove him to the ballpark.
There is nothing about that walk-off Grand Slam story that I don't love. Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
Love.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. I had never heard of the guy, but when I went on Spotify, he's got hundreds of millions of listens. Grammy Award-winning rapper Lil Durk has been arrested in Florida on federal charges that he paid for the attempted 2022 revenge killing of rapper Quando Rondo at a Los Angeles gas
I'm
station.
I'm sorry. Wait.
A shooting that resulted in the death of Rondo's cousin.
Having, wait, just go back to having... I don't want to... Prince, I guess, is bizarre a little bit, and he wasn't exactly rap, but...
I was going to say the original were the Sugar Hill Gang, so...
Right, and we had Naughty by Nature. Okay, I can understand that. And we had Run DMC. That's just classic. Why does everyone have to have a Lil in front of their name now? Because it's stupid, and it's tired. Not everyone is Lil. I'm sorry, you're not.
No, not everybody who raps is Lil. That's
you can
right.
blame Wayne for that.
But why then, like, why does this just keep going? Because I read this story, and I would like to be interested in a hit on someone and what happened. And I clicked on it, I saw the Lil, and I'm like, I'm out. Come up with a new rap name. I'm sorry. I'm done with the Lil.
Well, when we were kids, everybody was Ice something or other.
No, we had Cube and T. That's it.
Okay. Well, Big. I mean, there's a lot of Bigs out there.
So we've got Lil Wayne.
No.
Lil Nas X.
No.
Lil Uzi Vert.
No.
Lil Durk.
Nope.
Lil Jon.
No.
You're barely scratching the surface, by
Lil
the way.
Baby. Lil Boothang.
Wait, you love Lil Jon.
Lil Peep.
Lil Jon.
Yep, Lil Peep. Can I sound more white, by the way?
Nope. Nope, you can't.
We just got Lil.
Oh, well, that's original.
Lil Troy.
Okay.
I think I already did Lil Wayne.
I just feel like it's time to branch out with the rap names.
By the way, Lil Uzi Vert is the one that got a $30 million diamond implanted into his forehead.
That then fell out, as I recall. We talked
if I remember correctly, somebody stole it.
Lil Mo. Lil okay. Tekka.
Lil Mo.
Okay.
They okay. see me rolling.
Lil Mosey.
Okay.
Lil Scrappy.
Yep. This goes on and on. We get it. I know it because it annoyed me when I brought it up, and now you're just...
Lil Kim.
Yep. Here we go.
Can't forget Vanilla Ice.
No, I don't count that. I mean, I understand Ice either. Baby. I understand that. But when you said there was... Ice.
It was Ice Tea, Ice Cube.
That was really it.
I mean, Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
I can kind of buy that one.
Three. You can name three. The Lils go on and on and
There's
on.
There's a lot of Lils in rap.
Pick something new.
His real name is Durk, by the way. Durk Banks.
Don't forget Ice Spice.
No.
She's a modern day rapper. She's only 24 right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Oh, Ice Billionberg.
No, my rap catalog stopped.
Ice Prince.
You're just trying to prove a point or what? What's going on in there?
I am proving a point. Ice Brady, who's a basketball player, apparently.
Okay. We're bleeding over into sports. Nope.
Anyway, he won a Grammy earlier this year for his song All My Life, which featured J. Cole. There's something else about rap, and I don't mean to sound like an old fuddy-duddy. How come they always feature somebody else?
Well, because you have a hook, and then you have the bars, which is the chorus. Mm-hmm. Not the chorus, the verse.
Right, but I was going through Lil Durk's discography the other day.
Right.
And every song that he has features someone else.
Okay.
Oh, you're forgetting Lil Big Town, but they're not rap.
Okay, I'm outside of the world of rap, I love the collaboration. We talked about this the other day. Okay. Where artists that used to not speak to one another in really any genre of music, they're now all collaborating. They're all doing duets. They're all like crossing between pop and country. I love the collaboration.
Well, this is not a new thing.
No, it's not, but there's a lot more collaboration now than there ever was, Sam.
And back to rap in particular, it's because they rap a verse, and then the hook happens, and then the featured person raps a verse. It's just a way to get more publicity.
How did we forget Lil Bow Wow?
I don't know how we forgot that, Scott, between the two of us.
Somebody said, settle down there, Lil Dana.
Okay. Okay. I am not kidding you when I say, up until a couple of years ago, I did not know what F-E-A-T meant. And here's why. There is no good way to abbreviate the word featuring.
True. Oh.
So I remember saying to my son, what does feet mean? Feet what? And it was Jack who said, featuring. But hang with me here.
Okay.
There is no good way to abbreviate, nor prior to these modern times have we abbreviated featuring.
Well, another one that is commonly used is FT dot.
That's the abbreviation for foot, like fruit by the foot. Anyway, if you ever wondered what F-E-A-T meant, it's featuring.
We already knew. Everybody knew.
I've learned so many things in my mature age.
Mature.
Very mature.
Mature. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Dana sent this story around to Sam and me earlier this morning, and I find these numbers just completely out of whack with reality. But as my brother always says, we'll give it a day in court. The financial media site Investopedia has done the math and calculated that key American Dream milestones now cost a staggering $4.4 million, more than $1 million more than most Americans will make in their lifetime.
Now, wait, I want to let everybody know, $4.4 million sounds like a ton of money, and it is, but this is for everything over the entirety of your adult life, including your retirement.
Agreed. To put that into context, the top 10% of U.S. households have a median net worth of roughly $3.8 million. Here are the financial estimates that Investopedia have put together. Now, keep in mind what Dana just said. When I mentioned things like owning a home, raising kids, blah, 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 it's not for a year or whatever. It is for the entirety of your life. Your funeral, for example, is in here, and they value that at $8,453. Probably the only thing in here I think is a reasonable number. Retirement. To retire successfully, you will have had to put in roughly, or have, you don't have to put in all this amount, it'll obviously grow on its own, $1.6 million to retire. Owning a home. And many people own more than one home at some point during their life. You will spend in the entirety of your life $929,000. Raising two children plus college. This is the one I disagree with the most. $832,000.
Why do you disagree with it?
Because I've raised two children and put both through college. Shonda and I did not spend $832,000.
Oh, I disagree.
But this is also based on today's numbers.
Yeah. Scott, they are adding up diapers.
Oh, yes.
All of it.
I've seen studies.
$400,000 per child. It's at least that. College is 80 of that or more.
Sam, would you mind if you would look up what is the cost to raise a child, and we'll add in college later. What is the cost to raise a child from birth to the age of 18?
$332,000.
What are they buying these children?
You're not looking at all of it. So, okay. You know, schooling, cars, dances, food, everything you needed to get Maya and Sarah to the point that they are today, I think that number's low.
Okay. Owning a new car, $800,000.
That's all your cars over your lifetime.
Correct.
Plus insurance.
And I would imagine that includes gas.
You're forgetting health care for the children. That's all going to be factored into that number.
Yearly vacation, $180,000. Where are you going? Go to Cancun. It's only $2,500. Wedding, $44,000. Pets, $36,000. Funeral, $8,400. Total amount, $4.4 million.
I don't think that any of those are out of bounds. Some are even low.
I think some are low, too. I agree.
The report noted that Americans should start saving from the very moment they land their first job out of college and continue saving until they reach the age of 65 to retire comfortably.
Also from the text line, several funerals lately. I'm so sorry to hear that. Nothing less than 10K anywhere unless you want to bury them at sea or in your backyard.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go again with the backyard burial. I sent that article to
those are free.
All of my children this morning, Scott, when I found it, and I sent it to you and Sam. And I said, this number is not meant to stress you out. It's a very big number, 4.4 million. It is to remind you that if you start saving at age 22, 23, at your very first adult job, compounding starts happening.
That's right.
And you will wake up one day and have, you know, if you do it correctly, theoretically, more money than you know what to do with.
That was the best advice my dad ever gave me. He said, no matter what you make, when you graduate from KU, and you better graduate, when you start your first job, start putting money away immediately.
Yep.
Don't wait till you're 30. Don't wait till you're 35. And so I did. I started investing as soon as I got out of college. And I didn't make, almost said a bad word, I didn't make hardly anything in my first radio job out of college. I'll tell you what it was. I made $15,500 a year.
Okay, I made $17,000 a year, and that was in television.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying the salaries starting out traditionally have been higher in radio. And you look back and I think I lived at home, Scott. I did have a nicer used car. It was a Honda Accord, but I loved that car. And I lived at home for 2 years.
I'm not even sure I know how Shonda and I survived. Because there was a brief period of time out of college where she struggled to find a job. You know, it was the only time in her life she ever struggled to find a job, especially in her field.
Because it's easier to manage money in the beginning when you only have one or two bills and you have no money coming in. I do believe that.
We had a little one-bedroom apartment at Meadowbrook Apartments on 15th Street.
Yep.
You know that giant complex.
Yep.
It was roach-infested at the time. And so I don't know how we did it. Honest to God, I don't know how we did it. I mean, we were pinching pennies. Pinching. 913-586-7798. If you'd like to weigh in. I just, when Dana sent this story to me, I just found it fascinating. And while I do agree with some of it, there were some things I didn't agree with. But the yearly vacation of $179,000. Whew. I guess. But man, retirement. $1.6 million.
And by the way, the modern era doesn't take one yearly vacation because we've been promoting nonstop for decades the idea of live your life and experiences.
No, that's true. That's true. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Somebody says, I show dogs. That number is low, 36,000 by
well,
the way,
if you show dogs, yeah, that's low, yes. But I think just for general dog food, cat litter, maintenance, and shots once a year, that's probably an accurate number. You know, if you're not stabling horses.
Another person says, I never saved a dime in my life. I am literally living off Social Security month by month. Huh. 913-586-7798. Somebody else writes, this makes me sad. I'm 49 years old, and up until now have pretty much been a single income person raising kids and have not saved for retirement at all. I know I say you won't miss the money out of your paycheck to put it into a 401k, but when every penny counts, you need that too. Dave in Liberty. Dave, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's good to hear both of you. Longtime fan. I was just telling Sam, my first job when I got out of college, I knew I wanted to be in real estate. I worked as a roving, mind you, not at one particular place. I was a roving property manager for four apartment complexes in Kansas City. They did not give me an apartment. I made $800 a month.
Wow.
And was so, and I can remember writing checks.
Yep.
That I knew might or might not clear for cash so that I could have food.
On the memo line, did you write, please don't cash until Friday?
No, he wrote, good luck.
I may have given him somebody else's ID at that point in time. But
okay, now we're moving into fraud, Dave.
And I believe that's a felony.
It is. But I worked my way up, and I started buying real estate. I bought my first house when I was 23 years old, and I bought and sold over 28 houses over the course of the last 40 years. And I'm a productive member of society, more or less, and I paid a whole lot of taxes to the government. So everybody should struggle, I think, a little bit when they get out of school. It shouldn't be easy. You know, life is hard. You need to roll with it. You need to make good decisions, and you need to struggle a little bit. I don't know. That's my thought.
Great call, Dave.
All right, man.
Thank you.
All right, be well. My husband and I started saving as soon as we got our first jobs. It was the best advice we ever got. Somebody else says, we spend more than $100,000 on daycare for two kids.
Oh. Oh, the cost of daycare these days is, yeah.
Oof.
It's cheaper for one of the people, one person
to stay
in
home.
The couple.
To stay home.
Quit their job mm-hmm. and stay home.
I remember there was a show where they were looking over, might have been like a Dateline, and one of the families they profiled was from the Kansas City area. And they looked over the finances, and everybody's spinning their wheels, right? You're trying to go to work. She's trying to go to work. You're picking them up. You're going through drive-thrus. Everyone is spinning their wheels, going nuts. And they looked at the math, Sam, and you are absolutely right. It was much more cost-efficient for one of the two to stay home. Now that's in the short term, because then you're going to have a gap in your employment, and then you could have issues down the road. You'd have to take that into consideration. But at the time, it was more cost effective for one of them to stay home.
913-586-7798, 586-7798.
When we get back, speaking of working hard, there is a lawsuit involving a strip club and an allegation that they stole photos of women from where else? Online, to try to entice customers through the door. The only problem is
They weren't strippers.
Oh, the old false advertising.
Yeah,
huh?
But with
talked about
real
that earlier.
People, Sam.
Subway.
913-586.
Jenna, I didn't know you were working at the Shady Lady.
I didn't either.
I didn't either.
7798.
Scott just said, what was that? That was the wind outside, which
is,
I'm going to call it robust.
Brisk?
It's gusty.
It is very gusty. It is blowing aggressively out of the south.
Is it going to get down to the 6 Gs tonight?
Please do not throw your cigarettes.
Yes, we
out
are
the window.
In red alert fire warning.
Yes. It's bad.
Red alert.
It's very bad.
I didn't realize it was that windy.
Very bad. Okay.
Why is it 86? What the heck?
Kansas City Star. There is a new lawsuit out of Pennsylvania, I believe, after 14 different women say the business stole photos of them from social media and then falsely advertised that the women worked at, quote, Candies, with a K, is there any other way to spell it, as strippers. An adult gentleman's club is being sued by 14 women who say the establishment stole their photos from social media and then used them to promote the business by portraying them as dancers.
What's the name of the club?
Candy's Adult Playground with a K. In Waterford,
Adult
Pennsylvania,
playground.
Offers food and alcohol in an environment where, quote, nude or semi-nude women, quote, entertain the business's clientele.
They go for the wings.
The 14 plaintiffs are all women who work as professional models. The women earn their livelihoods by modeling and licensing their images to companies, magazines, and individuals for the purpose of advertising products and services. Without the models' knowledge, Candy, with a K's, Adult Playground, took photos from their social media accounts and then used them to make it appear the women worked at the club or were affiliated with it. Can you imagine if, like, one of the photos is, like, Cindy Crawford? Come on in to Candy. And by the way, this is a storefront ramshackle, you know.
I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So think Whispers up in Leavenworth County.
I don't have that frame of reference, but thank you.
Well, because I drive up to Leavenworth every once in a while. And by the way, they do have, I think for decorative purposes, a small yellow school bus in the lawn.
Okay.
That the front of the bus is actually in the ground. Mm-hmm. And on the side of the bus, it just reads, Candy's Naughty Schoolgirl.
Okay. Okay.
I'm also going to tell you one other thing.
No, I don't know that we need to go any further. I'm just going to read from the lawsuit.
They have a phone number. Their last four digits are 6969.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Well, of course they are. Why wouldn't they be?
The lawsuit says that by using images of the models, it damages their careers and deprives them of income they otherwise would have been owed for use of their photos. That is true. This is partly because the models use their social media accounts to market themselves and their brands. And several of the models, wait for it, have millions of followers online. Huh. This is not going to be, and there's nothing wrong with this either, but the local girl down the street that's trying to build her portfolio and has done maybe one ad for a local car company. Some of these women have millions of followers online.
Okay.
At no point have any of the women ever been affiliated with or employed by Candy's with a K, and at no point have any of the models ever endorsed Candy's with a K or otherwise been affiliated or associated with said business.
Okay, so I'm watching one of the videos that they provide on their website.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop.
How's that
it?
Going?
She's in basically a swimsuit, but let's just say,
not leaving a lot to the imagination.
No, and some of the women.
Okay. No,
oh,
don't say
nice.
It. Don't say it. Don't say it.
I'm not, but here, you.
Back to the
maybe
lawsuit.
That's why they borrowed other people's photos.
Okay, back to the law.
You just said it without saying it.
Okay.
How
could any business think?
Some are there, some ain't.
They could rip off a model's photo, really for any purpose, because in this day and age, you Google image yourself,
sure.
It's going to pop up as coming back to a strip club in a city you don't live in, a state you've never visited, for an establishment where you've never worked.
Maybe they thought if they went after the bigger models that it would just fall into all of the other pictures of them that are constantly floating around the internet, instead of if they had taken a picture from an aspiring model, they wouldn't have. Or they would have seen it. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to defend them. I'm just not trying
good.
To.
No, I'm. You. It's indefensible.
Figure out their reasoning.
You're using.
But who pays? Okay, these women are going to win this lawsuit.
Clearly.
They had no right to use their name, image, or likeness.
Correct.
For that purpose or otherwise. I mean, if Dillard's used your name, image, or likeness without your permission as a model, they would lose that lawsuit as well. I just don't know how deep the pockets are going to be with this particular
Candy's
establishment.
Well, here's who they'll go after. Their insurance company.
Yeah.
Do we think that place has insurance?
I don't know, Sam. I don't know.
They've got to have some kind of insurance. I mean, it is a building. Are you not going to insure and it's a big club. Are you not going to insure that?
Multiple stages.
Yes. And something that looks like an electric chair inside. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
Very. You brought this story up. It's kind of like the Shady Lady. That's what it looks like.
When we get back, how glamorous is it?
Why do I feel so uncomfortable?
To work as a flight attendant, and if you had to guess, don't say the number if you've cheated and looked, Scott. But if you had to guess, what do flight attendants make? Because I would have guessed wrongly.
So I have a friend who used to be a flight attendant.
Okay.
And so I know roughly
it
what
they make.
It seems
glamorous. You get to travel.
Yeah.
If you're younger and just starting out, seems like a great career. Whoo, mm-hmm. ha, whoa, just pulled up the numbers.
Pennies on the dollar.
Had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
We will tell you about a flight attendant who went bankrupt, and she had two side hustles on top of her work in the skies.
Yeah, my friend, she was an international flight attendant.
And they make more.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, she would go to all these great locations, Rome and London and, you know, Berlin. But, I mean, got paid pennies to do this. But it's a great story. We'll get to that in just a moment. Dan Weinbaum has the news. That is coming up in exactly 2 minutes. She's Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.